on this episode of American Chopper.
It's not working here for me. And maybe we need a break from each other?
No doubt.
Junior and Senior have decided to go their separate ways.
I feel like I should have high heels on.
But while Junior starts his new project.
Very cute.
I'm opening a boutique, so we're looking for a few good products.
A boutique?
Boutique.
He's doing some sort of girl purse underwear shop.
Senior promotes his new book with some familiar faces.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Paul Tuttle.
And puts his touch to a 10th anniversary OCC bike.
This bike's going to be for the 10th anniversary, and we're going to try and make this as economical as possible.
Will Paul Sr. ever get tired of this deadline?
Is this truly the end of their working relationship?
Bully quit just before building the 10th anniversary bike.
This has to go.
I love the location.
We'll take it.
Or can the family bond keep Orange County Choppers together?
I do like it. I really do. To miss out on one project and that just so happens to be a 10-year anniversary bike, you know, I think I would have liked to at least have been a part of it.
You know, building bikes is my life, and I'm just not a quitter.
Hey, Paul Sr. What's going on, Paul Sr.?
This bike that we want to do.
10th anniversary bike?
10th anniversary bike. You know, this is the 10th anniversary of us building bikes. So I thought it'd be great to come up with a special edition bike to kind of commemorate the occasion. This bike's going to be for the 10th anniversary, and this bike is trying, is we're going to try and make this as economical as possible.
Right.
Basically because the economy sucks.
Yeah.
You know, basically what we're trying to do is get a bike that's affordable. So we're trying to build this bike for $24,500 without reducing the quality of the bike.
Right, and it's still top quality parts that we're using on it.
Right.
It's just not all the jewelry, chrome stuff that we're using.
You know, the bottom line is that we have to be somewhat more competitive now. There's a lot out there. This particular bike is kind of basic bike, trying not to do a lot of fabrication on it. Just things that will cut corners. Without cutting quality, I think we want to use a little lower profile handlebars on that.
It's a simple bike. It's an affordable bike, but it's still built to look cool. It's all flat black, like a matte black finish to it. So it's gonna look cool. This is the 10th anniversary logo in it.
Right, right.
This is kind of like our basic edition. It's kind of paying tribute to all those fans for the last 10 years that couldn't afford one of our bikes. Now they can afford one of our bikes.
Basically, that's it. You know what I mean? It represents our 10th anniversary, and hopefully it's a bike that'll sell at an affordable price. Got that, dude?
Got it, man. I'll print it out.
Rachel and I have been doing a lot of groundwork for getting the clothing boutique started. Today, we're heading down to Manhattan to walk the floor at Coterie, which is a trade show for fashion. You excited?
You?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it'll be good. I don't know. This is not my world, you know? I mean, I've been to plenty of different trade shows, but never... Well, I've even been to clothing trade shows with our, you know, with our clothing line, but not, like, fashion. So I'm sure it's all the same. Lots of walking and lots of booths set up.
It's a little new to me. I mean, I have worked, you know, in boutiques before and in fashion and buying clothes, but going to this kind of trade show this large, it is new.
I feel like I should have high heels on.
Cole Miller, these are great dresses right here. Yeah, they're nice.
They're very different, right?
What we did this year is a silky, waxy finish.
You know, so far the walk around's going really well. I'm definitely not the foremost expert in this stuff, but, you know, it's definitely cool to see all the different varieties of style.
I'm opening a boutique, so we're kind of looking for a few good products to carry. Yeah, really pretty. Coming here, I did have an idea of what I wanted to find, but now that we've been walking through, I see all sorts of new accessories, new sandals, new shoes that I never even thought to carry before, and, you know, they seem like interesting brands and new and upcoming designers, so it's really exciting.
Here's my card.
Oh, perfect.
So when are you guys going to open?
You know, we're not sure. We're looking right now. I'm looking at buying a building and doing, you know, just building it out. So.
Right, sure. Do you guys have other denim brands set?
No, not so much. I mean, yeah. we're just kind of getting a good idea.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sure.
You know,
who's the vibe of your customer? How old? What kind
it's
of look?
It's gonna be around like 18 to 35 year old women.
Yeah, we like yeah. those.
Good. Huh?
We like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have both colors available, but the shorted version is
very cute.
Have been selling very, very well.
Paul is actually surprisingly helpful. I didn't think that he would like walking around and looking at all this clothing, but his opinion matters, and he's creative in that aspect. So I think he's been pretty helpful.
I'll give that to Amy.
Here, and
Amy, that's perfect.
So if you guys have any questions.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, it worked out to be a great day down here. We learned a lot. We got to see a lot of different clothing lines. People were very nice, and it was extremely helpful in helping us understand what it's going to take to open this thing up.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I guess the next step is really to find a place and go from there.
We're starting this bike today.
What do we got for this thing?
You know, it's kind of funny that Bully quit just before building the 10th anniversary bike. You know, if it was me, I just can't understand it. You know, building bikes is my life, and I'm just not a quitter.
It's close, though. I think it looks like maybe a quarter inch.
So let me look at it.
I guess Paulie decided to leave again. I really don't have a clue what's going on. I guess he told Senior he's going to be leaving to start a boutique with his girlfriend, Rachel.
But it doesn't matter how many times I got to tell you.
Yeah, but I'm...
Am I going to wind up hitting you today or no?
It might be the other way around. Keep it up. Hopefully he's not giving up bikes to be doing this. I don't know what his actual involvement would be with doing that kind of stuff. If he's going to design, you know, pocketbooks or something like that, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think he's interested in building motorcycles anymore. It doesn't sound like it.
I think whatever makes the shop run better, you know?
Without a doubt, if you're not happy, you know, it goes to with any job. If you're not happy where you are, then move on and go do something else.
There's been a lot of stuff going around the shop, and from what I'm understanding, Junior's pretty burnt out on building bikes here. He's been doing it for 10 years, and I can understand that, but I really don't know what to say. You know, I guess if him and his dad can't get along and he's wanting to take another avenue, then so be it.
Boutique.
I can't believe that's the road he went, though.
Yeah, from what I understand, Paulie doesn't want to build motorcycles anymore. He'd rather walk around in woman's underwear or something. He's opening a boutique in Montgomery. So I hope the best for him.
Like, boutique is in, like an antique store?
No, it's new stuff. Clothes and purses and really? Women's accessories.
Honestly, I think Paulie's totally flipped over that deep end. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing some sort of beauty shop, girl, purse, underwear shop of some type. I have no idea what he's doing. It's like a big secret, but it makes everyone here want to just vomit in sheer terror and panic of like, what are you doing, man? Knock it off. I don't know. It's his thing, you know, and I just wish him luck in everything he does, but, man, it's just not cool.
That's cool.
If you're into that.
He's into that. You've seen the way he dresses lately.
You know, I think it's a tough time to be going out doing that. From what I understand, some high-end stuff. I don't know how much of a market there is for that in Montgomery, but...
I don't know how it relates to motorcycle building, but maybe it's a part-time gig.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's still going to work here and then let Rachel run that place or whether the boutique's a full-time gig or what.
You know, long-term, I hope Paulie, you know, sticks with us somewhat and can find time for both because I think his input here is appreciated and, you know, his creative aspects of what he brings to the party really help at times. Does get confusing and a little crazy sometimes with him and Senior going at each other, but... like in anything, that's what you need. You need both sides of the coin rather than just one guy going with it everything his way.
Every day is a learning experience, Paul.
For you, not for me. I don't want to learn no more. I want to be stupid. We're down here at Hoboken today at Wiley Publishing. Dad asked me to do a book about running a business. I've been banging it out over the last 3 months, and now we're here to see the finished product. I've been a little bit nervous about it. This is something that I really haven't done before on my own. You know, it's my first actual book, so a little nervous and excited also.
Good to see you again, Senior.
Hey. Jeff Brown.
Hey,
how you doing?
See you again, Senior.
Hey, well, how you doing? Welcome to Wiley.
Coming down to the conference room.
Okay.
See your beautiful new book.
This is exciting.
The book came out very quickly for us. It's a crash book, but Paul Sr.'s used to tight deadlines, and we felt confident that he could deliver, and he delivered great. Here's the big book reveal.
Woo!
What do you think?
That's pretty cool, man. That is...
all your hard work.
That's her, right? Right there, huh?
Yep. Congratulations.
We had that. Thank you. Thanks. This is
pleasure.
Very cool.
Pleasure.
It's been wonderful.
It really is cool. I thought the book looked great. The way that the book is wrapped and the size of the book and everything, I thought it looked pretty cool.
These were all my bikes that I built.
This is cool.
That's the first bike right there. That's the first bike right there.
It's a business story, but it's also, you know, a lot more than a business story. There's a lot more to it. And we just think it's a great story that people want to hear about.
How come I got dark hair here in the brown?
We thought that was Junior.
Doesn't it look exactly like him?
Right? It does.
Very much.
Yeah, for me, it's a kind of a trip, you know what I mean? This is totally different than what I generally do or thought I'd ever do.
You're going to be on Letterman to launch the book?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Oh, we're really excited about all the media appearances that we have surrounding the launch of the book. Paul Sr. is going to be appearing on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show with David Letterman, and he's also ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
Dude, you got more books here than I thought. But it's cool. I mean, you know, I'm definitely really, really excited about the book. Thank you.
It's been wonderful. Thanks so much.
Congratulations.
Good job.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to get out there and do some of these things, like going on Dave's show again. And, you know, hopefully it'll be successful. And, you know, I enjoyed writing it.
Gosh, you'd never know because the brick is so authentic. Wait, we're meeting Catherine here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, today we're out here in Montgomery, and we're looking for locations for our boutique.
What I'm looking to get out of the building is a nice storefront, maybe on a main road, something with good exposure, and something that I can work with that isn't too old.
So this building was built in 1917. It's 5,000 square feet. Here's the paperwork on it. Hmm. And we'll take it through the first floor, and then we'll go upstairs.
The first place we saw was the Montgomery Grange, which is an old building of some pretty significant historical value for Montgomery.
Hmm. There's all original hardwood floors underneath.
So this would be the storefront then.
Yeah, you would need a storefront.
Yeah.
Actually really big.
It's huge.
5,000 square feet. A little off the beaten path, but absolutely gorgeous building.
Second floor, which is a big open space, all hardwood floors, and a stage.
Yeah, I know. That's cool.
Hmm. Wow.
And it does have a fire escape entry, exit rather.
Wow, cool is it up here?
The first place that we looked at was the Montgomery Grange. From the outside, it's very appealing, but once we got inside, I think it's a little too much space for us.
So depending what size you want the boutique to be.
Hmm.
Yeah, 5,000 square feet. I think that's a little overkill, but it's a beautiful building.
Hmm.
It's a little overkill. You know, basically, we're looking around Montgomery for a building that not only has good exposure to a main road, but also that I could get a dual income out of, which would be some kind of apartment upstairs and then the retail boutique downstairs.
I want to get our engineer machinist out here and build a sissy bar. Here's what I want to do. Pay attention good, all right? Today we're still working on the OCC 10th anniversary bike. I want you to cut me out a little U-joint here. Since this is made to be a more affordable OCC bike, we're keeping the hand-fabricated parts to a minimum. We don't care. We're bolting it here. We're not going over the top. We're doing struts.
Oh, you're just doing struts. Why'd you say sissy bar? You got me all thinking sissy bar.
You know what my problem is? I have a way with words that I understand and nobody else does. The challenge, then, is to find good quality parts that are economical and still give the bike a unique and pleasing look for the consumer.
And I'll make one side first. That way, if you like it, good, I'll go make the other side. If you don't, and you want to make changes, I only made one.
You don't trust yourself?
I don't trust you. If you change your mind, like...
Shut up. I don't change my mind.
Oh, that's right. That's Paulie.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
We got to figure the seat situation out, too.
I don't like the way that finishes.
Well, this is for a rigid, you know? Which...
That's for a wider tire bike, probably.
Since pulling in around to help on the bike build, I brought in my old buddy, Skeeter. He's a part-time consultant for OCC, and he understands how this type of bike should be made. Actually, I'd like to see in here and come up.
Yeah,
you know
less
what I'm
of
saying?
A radius and more of a
Yeah, because you're going to, you know what I mean? You know, we've been going back and forth on a seat because we generally use a solo spring seat, and I don't really want to use it on this bike for a couple reasons. One reason is it makes you sit a lot higher,
People like to sit low on a bike, and it's just becoming too typical.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're leaning a little forward, you know?
Yeah, but you're not going to go cross country with this.
No,
to go raise hell parking
lot. You just have the consideration for shorter guys, and that's the thing. I mean, I got long arms, you know what I mean? We've been trying to find a seat with a nice back rest that supports your back on it.
Your seat's going to make the difference. Where's
yeah, because you're coming
see,
forward.
This pushes me forward right
that
here.
That brings you forward. Now we'll put your hands forward. Up on the bars.
It's still far, and I have the seat that I want to use is on my Triumph that's back at the house. So I'm going to take Mikey with me up there tomorrow morning and, you know, take that seat off and bring it down here. And hopefully that's the right seat and it fits on your right.
Nah. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Okay, senior,
all right.
Check these out.
Pay attention, gentlemen. Bolt this up. Get it a little snug.
Take a look.
I like it. Come on. What's not to like about it?
You good?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take them off and wheel them.
So pretty much at this point, it's just easier stuff that pretty much bolts together. So, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts, the bike's coming apart tomorrow.
This morning came in, we had some finishing touches and everything to do on the bike that we're building for our 10th anniversary. So I just want to get working on that.
No matters.
I like the bike we're doing. But, you know, it's been a long time since we get to do a nice, short, little, rigid bike. It's just going to be a good in-town, you know, bar hopper kind of bike. My style, personally, and some other people here, they like this kind of bike. And it's, you know, about time that we actually build something like this.
Okay. Off to see the cows.
You want to see the girls.
That's right, the ladies. You know, we've been looking for a seat for the new bike that we're building for our production line. And one of the things that we've been having a problem with is get the right seat for it. We tried a few different seats. They didn't work. I knew I had a seat up at the house on a Triumph Bobber that I built, and I thought that would work because it's a real nice, comfortable seat. So me and Mikey took a ride up to my place to get it.
I can't believe it's already 10 years.
It really is amazing. You know what's cool? Remember when I did the first Softail, which was the True Blue? I have a picture of me sitting on that bike because we were going down to Daytona for the first time. Well, I had a red trailer, and I had it lettered because we were calling ourselves Orange County Ironworks. So I had the thing lettered Orange County Ironworks, and it was the first picture. And I'm on the bike in front of the trailer. Uh-huh. And he snaps a picture, and that was like the pamphlet that we were giving out, that one page. But I have that picture.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The actual picture that they turned into the pamphlet. Do you have the pamphlet?
No. But I have the original picture.
Get the picture.
You know, it was pretty cool, kind of reminiscent about, you know, the things that we've done so far with OCC. You know, it's been kind of crazy with all these things going on between me and Paulie over the years. But, you know, the most important thing is that we're still family.
Oh, I love working on my knees.
Don't admit that to anybody.
All right?
Yeah, these old panheads. They leak oil like a sieve, man. There's nothing you can do about it, though. It's the way they were built. Is this a panhead or no?
It's a Triumph, you jackass.
Yep. Triumph with a panhead thrown in it.
You know, I was down on the ground, and I was offering to turn a wrench because the bolts to the seat were pretty much hidden underneath it. And I noticed after about 2 minutes, I started getting a crick in my neck.
I don't know how mechanics sit like this all the time. My neck hurts bad.
Oh, man, when I'm out here sometimes.
And I really have no idea how mechanics can just lay down on the ground all day or be on their side all day. So I give them props for that.
Are you tightening it or loosening it?
I believe tightening it.
You know what? For one time, I could actually say that Mikey was an asset to what I was doing here because I really couldn't see underneath the seat there, and he was able to put the wrench on the nut. So he is mechanically inclined. Why isn't that coming off here? Come on.
It's going. Just be patient with it.
That's it.
Cool.
All right. Cool beans. I really like the seat, so I'm really hoping that it fits and works and just head down shop and throw it on there. Rick, I'm going to kick you in the seat of your pants.
Hey, funny. Hey, you got the seat. You have a hard time getting that thing off. You're gone like half the day.
You know, Mikey, put it on.
Hey, man, I was on the floor wrenching.
He was. Wow. He was.
I was wrenching it up.
Wow.
Actually, it looks really good.
You know, that looked good if you could cut this part off.
Right here. We tried the Triumph seat. I was really kind of hoping that it would work. I mean, that thing looks horrible from behind.
Yeah.
It would look terrible. I think you got to go with a solo. A solo seat is very nostalgic. So really, all we got to do is cut out the fender and weld the tank. And this bike is ready for paint, powder coat, and chrome. I'm at the New York Stock Exchange, and I'm going to have the honor to ring the bell today. Hi, Larry.
Nice.
How are you this morning?
I don't want to get in the way of your breakfast.
No, I already ate like half the stuff that was there. I'm not too familiar with this world down here, but it's pretty exciting.
Good, well, welcome this morning.
Thank you. Thanks.
Excited?
Yeah, I really am. It's a little bit different world, you know? So.
Yeah, you don't ring the bell in your shop?
I do ring a lot of bells in the shop. That I'm used to. You know, as far as being a part of the stock exchange here, I'm not really too familiar with the way that things go here, but I think that the most exciting part about it is that I'm going to be able to get an idea of how it works. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I guess, you know, it's an experience that I could always talk about.
Absolutely.
Right now I'm in the New York Stock Exchange boardroom, and I guess what they're going to do is present me with a medallion, which again should be pretty interesting because I'm not really sure why they're giving it to me.
On behalf of the New York Stock Exchange, I want to welcome you here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Our bell ringer today is Paul Tuttle. We're honoring him for the release of his new book, Ride of a Lifetime. And I want to congratulate you on your book. I want to welcome you. We have a little gift, a little medallion. It says, The Ride of a Lifetime, Doing Business the Orange County Choppers Way, Opening Bell Ceremony, March 11th, 2009.
That's really cool, man. I think it'd be cool if Paulie and Mikey were here to witness this. Thank you very much.
Let me head downstairs. Sure, I think it's great to have someone like Paul here. First of all, everyone on the floor can identify with him as a regular guy.
So 15 years ago, do you think you'd be signing autographs?
No, I was afraid to take a picture with a camera.
You're not yelling at
him. Don't even ask me those questions, all right? Don't ruin my day.
Take it easy on your boy, all right? Yeah.
All right, bud. Yeah, I know. It made me wear them. I'm up here on the podium getting ready to ring the old bell.
At 9:29:50, Paul, you're going to hit this green button and just hold it down hard until 9:30.
Got to watch the clock. I got to do a few things to make this thing work, but hopefully I'll be able to remember the two things that I got to remember, and it'll be over before I know it. I thought the bell ringing went pretty good. I was a little nervous. Generally, I don't get nervous about things. You have to be on a certain time to hit the bell and a certain time to look at the cameras. We're used to loud noises, you know?
That's right.
You know, I didn't have a clue about how huge this is. They told me there's 120 million viewers. That's pretty crazy. Steve would have thrown me off the balcony if I would have screwed that up. Yeah, it really feels good to be a part of this. I'm honored to do it, and it was a good place to promote my new book, and hopefully they'll ask me to come back again.
Thanks very much.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck with your book. Good luck
with your show. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Very cool.
Keep watching. Buy a bike. Jeez.
Paul did a great job opening our market, and as you can tell, the market is up, so he did a really good job, and we're looking forward to having him back at some point.
All right, you got to be fast over here, right? Because I'm fast, all right? I don't want to be waiting for nothing over here. Yeah, so now I'm outside in the front over here, and they got some books for me to sign, so I'll do some book signing for a while and move on to the next thing.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm down here at Dave Letterman's again. Yeah, it's always a great time to come here. You know, Dave's a great guy. So, you know, I've been on here quite a few times, and, you know, it's like a free fall, you know, we don't really stick to any script, you know, we just kind of have a good time. So that's why I like being on Dave's.
This is the first time you're on alone.
No, it's the second time.
No.
No?
No, Mikey went with you.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
It is the first time alone.
So you got the book,
I'm
right?
I'm scared. I got the book. I got the new season.
We got 10th anniversary coming up.
10th anniversary? Man, I can't remember all this stuff. Does he know I fired Paul? He knows.
He doesn't know. He's actually waiting for the
So don't tell him I fired Paulie?
No, you can't tell him. You got to tell him just tune in or whatever.
Yeah, usually I come down here with Mike or Paulie, mainly Paulie, but it seems lately that those guys are a little bit above this, so somebody's got to do it, and it's me.
All right, I guess it's just me tonight, so adios. Amigos, break a leg.
Break a leg, kick some ass.
Kick some ass, break a leg.
Get it.
Kick some ass, break a leg.
Okay, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest stars on the popular TLC television series American Chopper and is the author of this new book. It's called The Ride of a Lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Paul Tuttle.
I thought it went pretty good on Letterman tonight. You know, he's such a fan of everybody, you know what I mean? And I know that, you know, his main characters are me, Paulie, and Mikey. So, you know, he notices that they're not around. You know, I'm sure if he had the choice, he'd like to see him on there, you know. But, you know, they make their own choices, and they didn't choose to be on. And I had a great time.
I love this town.
We're out boutique hunting again with our real estate agent, Catherine. We saw a pretty big place the other day, so today she's got some smaller properties for us to look at.
This building is the one you called me about the other day for rent.
With the glass on the front?
Yeah,
big storefront.
As you can see, it's set farther back a little bit, Rach.
Yeah.
Does come with two parking spots out front. So this space is 1,100 square feet, straight and open. Not much to say about it.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what kind of sign you could put outside. I don't see any signage allowable on the road. I don't know about on the building. Montgomery's a very up-and-coming, fun, small town, a lot of sidewalks, a lot of foot traffic, and I think it's a great spot for a boutique for Rachel.
It's fine. A perfect amount of square feet.
It's actually it's kind plenty. Of big. It's on the big side. For what we need to put in here.
It is on the big side.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it a little smaller and have it look full of clothes, you know,
yeah.
Nice.
Is just the next one for sale?
Next one's for sale. So let's go look at the next one for sale.
Okay, let's
go. That one's a little smaller scale.
You know, I know Montgomery really well, and I got an idea of where I'd like to be. I just got to see what's available.
This is a great little wine bar that just opened. So it's a wine bar food place. They have outside eating and whatnot. Bridal shop across the street. So there's all kinds of shops along here.
This is one of my favorite areas in Montgomery. Oh, this is it.
So this is the building.
Eventually we made it over to Union Street, which is right on the main strip in Montgomery. One of the main things when you have a boutique, you really want foot traffic for the summer and spring.
So obviously there's a lot of work to be done here with the drop ceiling.
This is a complete gut.
Complete gut. The whole building upstairs and downstairs is 1,400 square feet. There's a bathroom here. There's also a basement that would be good for storage, but it's a dirt floor basement, so you would have to then pour concrete.
It's perfect size.
I like where it is.
It's got a phenomenal location.
The location is awesome.
You know, out of the handful of places we saw today, really the last one makes the most sense. For one, I would be buying the building. So the actual idea to buy it would be nice to own it, especially if we're going to do a lot to it. The downside is I have to do a lot to it.
So let's check out the upstairs.
Yeah.
We'll see what you think. So up here you have two bedrooms.
This has to go.
I love the location. I mean, look at all the traffic.
It's a perfect location.
The last place that we looked at definitely needed a lot of work inside, but with knocking a few walls out, I think it has potential to be a perfect boutique.
All right. We'll take it.
Well, we're not going to take it. We're going to make an offer, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, make a really low offer.
Just remember, if you make an offer on this building and it's accepted, you're going to have to put a lot of money into it.
Okay.
A lot of money. Everything's going to have to be ripped out and redone.
Nah, I know. It's a nice spot, though.
It's
a great location.
I think it's the best place that we've been to.
Definitely best place
so far. Nice corner spot.
Yeah.
For the money, I think we should make an offer and see what happens.
I concur.
Okay.
We're in New York City today, and I'm going to do the Jimmy Fallon show. I think that when I'm on Jimmy's show, he's probably going to ask a lot about the book, the new season that's coming up. I actually brought on a bike that we did for Belt of Woods, so there's a 10th anniversary. There's just a lot of things to talk about.
So you and I talked on the phone. You said, you know, when you go on Dave and all these other shows, it's like the death notes don't really matter that much.
Right.
Jim knows that.
It's part of the reason that we wanted you on. It's great.
Good.
But just so you have a heads up in case you have anything that you want to talk about.
It's funny how you go to these things. You have to talk to some guy, and then you have to go to some other guy to tell a guy about what you're going to have to talk to some other guy about.
So the book's really interesting to him, and you know we're all familiar with
it. Did he read most of it, or?
I read the book.
I know you did.
Fallon. I watched him reading the book. I can't. So you'll have to ask him if he.
I will.
You know, how much he got through? I know you probably will.
Yeah.
So it's 10 minutes. So you have a lot of time to talk on the couch.
Yeah,
so feel
good.
Free to do whatever you feel like because we have some good.
Usually
time
do.
I know you're doing.
All right. Good.
Okay, thanks very much.
Got it.
Thanks, y'all.
I'll screw it up. Have fun. Looks like I'm going to be out there for about 10 minutes, which is a long time. But it really doesn't matter to me. I'll talk to anybody.
Wow.
My God, how are you?
Good.
We went all out for you. We made the room smaller than Conan's.
Yeah, yeah. We got a few people in here, right?
Basically the same room that Conan had, except they just took a picture of him off the wall. That's what they expect me here. It's, you're upstate here. Upstate New York?
Yeah, Newburgh's where our shop is.
Yeah. Are you from, born there or no?
No, Yonkers. I live up there, though, 35 years. I moved up there when my son Paulie was born.
How old is he? 34, 35?
35, going on 35, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm 34. So my parents are from Brooklyn.
You're a baby.
Yeah, I'm a baby. I'm 1 year old. Okay, come on. But my parents are from Brooklyn. They moved out to
Are they from Brooklyn?
Yeah, originally from Brooklyn. They moved out there, like, when I was a baby, when I was a kid. But congratulations on her. This is
Thank
awesome.
You.
Great book. I said, you know, we'll talk about it. I skimmed through it.
Okay, good.
You know, I got that. I usually read the last chapter first.
Yeah.
And it was a great, you sums it all up. But that was a great, it's really good.
Good, thank
I'm
you.
Psyched.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. You're going to grace me with my own chopper tonight.
I might, yeah.
Holy mackerel. This is insane. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Okay.
Rocking, buddy.
You
do great work.
Thank you very much.
So nice to meet you. And
we'll have some fun out
Please
there,
don't
right?
beat me up. That'd be great. Thank all you, Sam. Perfect.
Jimmy was a real cool guy, funny guy. And I'm glad that he stopped by before the show. It kind of takes away some of the nervousness. I think it's going to be a fun show.
We're ready for you.
Ready.
So what do we got left? Not much, right? You got to put everything's tightened up in the motor, right?
Wiring's done.
Floorboards got to go on front wheel.
Yeah, you know, basically the most important thing today is that we have to get the 10th anniversary bike done.
Fenders,
tank, seat, floorboards.
Let's go. You know, I've been going, just doing some stuff for my book. And while I've been going, you know, these guys cranked out a lot of stuff. This goes on the inside or the outside?
Yeah, it should go on the inside. You know, the 10th anniversary bike is coming along with no problems, but things have been really slowing down around here. And from what I can tell, we don't have any more bikes lined up. It just really makes me wonder if we're going to be around for a 20th anniversary bike. Michael!
What's up, Mikey?
You're looking awfully lovely this morning.
Oh, thank you. Even though things are slow around here, my dad still insists on cracking the whip and creating unnecessary deadlines. And for some strange reason, he keeps sending me out to keep pressure on the guys. I'm just dancing behind him. And God help me, I try, but Rick and Christian don't seem to respond to my brand of authority. Yeah, the old man's coming, man, and we gotta get this baby done pronto.
I know they want to finish up by 1 o'clock. It's already after 1.
Oh, man.
He's gonna freak, isn't he?
You know how old man Tuttle gets.
Oh, geez.
Will Pulse Sr. ever get tired of this deadline?
On the next American Chocolate.
God bless his old heart.
You know, morale seems a little low these days. You know, I think everybody's just worn out from all the drama around here lately. I just hope things even out soon and we can just keep on building bikes.
Okay.
All right. What are we doing over here? All right, come on, Mike. We want to fire this up sometime today.
Or it's heading
You want me to start it?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, wow. And
wait, no, that's okay. Hit the start button and give it a little gas.
Good job, Mike.
Hey, good job,
Christian. Yeah, right. I'm proud of you guys.
I think it's going to get a lot of attention, and hopefully it works out that, you know, it's affordable enough bike for people to start buying.
Looks good.
You know, I thought it'd be nice to take the 10th anniversary bike out for a test ride. It's a really nice bike. It's kind of like a bar hopper. It's pretty hot, but most of all, it's what the bike represents. It represents 10 years of building bikes.
You know, it looks great for such a simple bike, and it handles really well. You know, the economy's not doing so well, so the bike's priced right so people could afford to buy it. You know, when I look back in the last 10 years building bikes out of my basement up to today, having a 100,000 square foot building, I think I came a long way. You know, usually you don't have enough time to think about it. You're always looking for the next thing, and you really don't have time to look back. You know, it definitely wasn't easy, and I know it took a lot out of me. But I would never do anything differently. I still get up every morning excited to build bikes. And, you know, if my luck holds out, I'd like to be building bikes for a long time.
You know what, I'm gonna give him a call. Invite him this afternoon.
You know, I haven't seen Paulie probably a couple weeks now, and it's our 10th anniversary. You know, I honestly feel that he should be part of that.
Yeah, I think it's around 10:30. We're having like an unveil today for the 10th anniversary. We're gonna have all the guys there, and we're gonna do it in the showroom. So, if you can, why don't you try and get there? Give me a call. You know, I gave him a call. I got his answer machine and left him a message. And, you know, hopefully he'll show up. I'm not sure he's going to make it or not, you know.
So, you know, today's a pretty big day for us. We finally own this building outright, and we're able to come in here and actually start to talk without having someone else like a realtor with us. I'm excited about it because it's been a goal of mine for many years to own a building in the Village of Montgomery. I think we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah.
I think when we first walk in, there's, you know, the realization that this house is 150 years old.
Well, we could definitely just, I mean, take out all the walls, keep it one big open space. The first thing I noticed was, you know, if the walls were taken out and it was made into a wide open space, how perfect it would be for the boutique.
Yeah, I mean, we can have it opened all up and then bring the roof up, make the ceiling a little higher.
Even looking out the front window, we realized that maybe we could glass in the front porch, essentially be a corner spot on the street, which has great foot traffic, and I think it would work perfectly for the boutique.
It would just be a matter of taking that out, right?
Yeah, knocking everything out. Big and open.
You know, I think Rachel's probably the most nervous about, you know, getting everything situated. She's going to be responsible for getting all the clothing, figuring out what sells and what doesn't. Let's go upstairs. I want to see the upstairs again. We're going to do a dual use for it. We're going to have a boutique downstairs and an apartment upstairs.
We would definitely have to take out these steps.
We haven't worked out all the details, but, you know, we're going to have to change out all the windows. The windows up top are going to change, and it's going to have an overall really cool look.
Yeah, this would be perfect. The bedroom over there, you come up, you have your hallway. You could do kind of like a small kitchen, maybe a bathroom in between.
It'll be nice. Hardwood floors,
mm-hmm.
All new everything. You know, right now I'm a little nervous about it because the economy's not great. You know, it's definitely a risk, but at the same time, there's also benefits to building something like this in a bad economy, which is, you know, labor's a little cheaper, materials are down right now. Yep. So it's really the right time to do something like this. You sure you're ready for this?
Of course I am.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of footwork, maybe apply for a grant or two. You know, it'll help. It's an expensive project.
I've been doing my homework.
Yeah, I know.
I've been looking at boutiques, talking to people.
I'm sure you've been looking at boutiques.
Yes, I have.
I mean, I'm going to be involved, too, because this is kind of fun for me. Because, you know, I always wanted to own a building in Montgomery, and you always wanted to have a boutique, so it works out perfect.
Win-win.
Win-win-win. Oh, you know, I own the building, but, you know, for the most part, she'll have free rein, you know, on what she wants for the boutique. Obviously, we'll talk about everything. So I think between the two of us, we should compliment each other. Hopefully, we get along through the whole process, and it all works out good.
You know, now that the 10th anniversary bike is finished, I ended up with the guys out here in a retail store today pretty much to talk about the 10th anniversary bike that we built, and plus everything else that goes along with it. You know, 10 years of building bikes, how the company grew, how the people that work here helped the company grow.
Wow, that's a nice bike.
That is.
I just want to talk about, I guess, this bike we built and what it represents. It represents a couple things. One thing is the 10th year we're building bikes, and pretty much
if you look back where we started and where we are today. And I want to thank everybody for being a big part of that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, in the future, you know, things will get progressively better. But it's been a good 10 years, and, you know, I just want to thank everybody for it.
Yeah, thank you.
I got a message from my father. You know, he was saying something about he was going to do an unveil here or, you know, something with the 10th anniversary bike. I didn't really understand what he was saying, but I knew he was doing something here at the shop. And asked me if I wanted to come, so I figured wasn't really doing much. I can come down here and basically see what he's talking about.
Andy, you've been a part of this from the beginning.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. He's come a long way.
That's awesome. So what do you think of the bike?
I like it.
Not bad, right?
No, I think it's a nice, simple bike. That's
like a bar hopper, right? Really clean.
Yeah.
Right? 98-inch motor. Hey, that's a good motor, you know? Floorboards.
Yeah, I like it. I like the
nice
paint.
Nice, squatty front end.
I do like it. I really do. You know, I definitely, being involved in the company for 10 years, to miss out on one project and that just so happens to be a 10-year anniversary bike, you know, I think I would have liked to at least have been a part of it. It's not like an all-out theme bike, but it's nice and simple, and it's seems real practical.
Basic, very basic.
You know, I probably would have done it differently anyways. I mean, me, if I was celebrating 10 years, I mean, I like the idea of a production bike. We've done a lot of those, but I would have done something that really represented our 10 years of being in business.
If you look around the whole place over here, we built some pretty damn cool bikes. I mean, these are mostly our production bikes, but like all around the windows, I mean, we did. You look at the Aragon bike, and there's a ton of bikes in here.
Man, there's a lot of bikes in here.
Oh, you know why I wanted to tell you is that, you know that Triumph motor that I got up at the house?
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking about building the Triumph. I think it's time to do that.
Up at your house, though?
Mm-hmm. Build it right up at my house.
You know, he had made mention to me a while back that he had a Triumph motor. And since then, I've been really thinking about how nice it would be to build a Triumph. This is something that we talked about 15 years ago and really has never left my mind.
You remember that chrome Triumph that we seen at the Marcus Theory?
And that had
that
to
was
be,
really cool bike.
We only had the first three bikes then.
Not even. That's right. And one of them was Sunshine.
Yep.
And we'll do it at my house, you know? I got a lot of stuff up there.
I would rather do it up at your house.
No distraction, you know?
Good. That sounds good to me.
Maybe we'll get started on that.
Yeah, we'll get out of the shop and build a bike together.